Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Mitchell Hannigan is back. He is relieved, and he has now relieved Nick Valvano. Are you ready to go? All right, hit the open. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's
Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, let's go. What is the first sound on the mixtape on this Friday?
I stumbled on down to where the horse comes back in, you know, from, like, the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I saw the governor, and I was like, hey, Mr. Governor, what's up, bro? And I fist bumped him. And I said, run it back, dude. I don't know what that means.
Oh, God. Yeah, you do. That means we get reelected.
I don't know what run it. That's what run it back means.
Yeah.
How do you not know what run it back means?
Yeah,
because I was intoxicated.
That's process line.
Yes.
Do need to take a break here. You're listening to The V Show here on ESPN 680 and 105.7 The Ville.
If Weinberg lies, people will die, Rick. You understand? See, I'm not totally surprised because of the position, maybe the size as well. How many wives would you have if you were a sheik?
If I were a sheik, three.
What would you, Baron?
Season,
it'd be more than three.
Seasonal. Yeah,
it'd be more than three. People had an answer immediately. He said after that, it'd be too much. Be too much.
I am absolutely burnt out. It's been a heck of a week. Typically, I'm a lot more tired than what I am. I'm usually working a ton of hours during the week at Derby, but I got to admit, COVID has been a blessing in disguise for one reason only. Didn't have to work hard the week at Derby the last 2 years, so that's been rather nice.
That was a long explanation.
Just patty ice.
And keep the folks abreast. The only real...
What about breasts?
Yes, absolutely. The only... Did you know that science says that if you like big boobs, you're stupider?
Doctor Strange, Thor, Love and Thunder, the Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Bashir booed. We can dive into that.
Let's dive
into that. Is that becoming like the Roger Goodell thing? Because Bevan was up there as
well. Yeah, I mean, everybody's booed.
Yeah, but it's the Roger Goodell.
I would have booed him. We can probably make the leap that the governor's been vaccinated, right? That's why.
One would assume.
That's one reason I would have booed him.
Oh, wow. Nick Curran.
That's one reason I would have booed him. The main reason is, I mean, get your unemployment in order. That man will never get a vote for me in any election ever again just for that situation. So.
How about that?
Unemployment was his deal breaker.
It's the first thing that Nick Curran has given that passionate of a take on. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. Let's go.
That's the thing. And Lachlan McClain just showed up. My goodness, the tips are looking, it's not good.
I don't know who that is.
Weather's on the one. Oh, you did it again, second year in a row.
Oh, come on, Megan. Blackstreet, what was their big hit?
Oh,
come on.
No Diggity.
Bang.
No Diggity, No Doubt.
Mitch, you have any idea what that is?
Is it like No Diggity, Back It Up? Or am I wrong on that?
No Diggity, Back It Up. I don't know what that
is. Back it up. I'm about to bag it up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know
I was close.
I love the stench.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's a great stench.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That goes right to your backside. Anybody that stands there and lets them rub them, wash them down with a hose all the time is...
Hey, Brad, take it out of context.
Man.
With things with sound cut off in the middle. It's fan. Look at the process is here. Look at him. He got his hair cut. Ooh. He looks good.
He's glowing. Hey, who cut your hair?
He said whoever cuts his hair, he said this today, doesn't allow him to wear a hat.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
Well, come on, please.
Yeah, he's got to represent their work. He's got to do that.
Now, if he has a hat on, you can't see their work.
That's why he shouldn't wear the hat.
All right.
There's some truth to that. Like, the best haircuts, I don't want to make this a gender thing, but the best haircuts I've been from men.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. It's fine. Just say it. No one's going to get mad at you. Just say it. By the way, what's Nick Valvano
doing? I also like getting gassed up by older women. I'm like Coop in that aspect, because I like to get gassed up by, you know, people twice my age. So when, yes, these, when they say I have great hair, it makes me feel good.
I am, you know, Gordon Gekko of capitalism, my man.
Oh, it's so douchey. I'm the Gordon Gekko of capitalism. Look at him. He's just so Philly, man. It's unbelievable.
We need to go back to doing it because the more analysis, at least we do. I mean, that's not our brand. I mean, look, we do prep.
And by the way, bleep Jack Harlow for getting too drunk and not being able to do Rider's Up. To hell with him. This is
the, that what happened?
That's the story going around. He was there Friday. He said, I'm coming even harder tomorrow. And they find out an hour before Rider's Up. They got to go scramble to get Dwayne Lucas.
I thought it was something else. I thought
every story I've heard is he was too smashed to be able to come out and do it.
Well, his DJ was involved in an incident at a nightclub.
Oh, really? Okay. So, well, then he needs to get ahead of the story. Because that's all the stories going around, that he got too hammered to go do it.
Okay, the two things that are funniest about that sound is, Pavin, knowing that this is what Drew's saying isn't right.
Right.
But not knowing how to, you know, gently say, hey, there was this shooting, there was a DJ, there's a lot of things going on, Jack Harlow might be laying low, yes, for a little while. And the second thing, but the thing that's the best about that sound, is the reverence that Diener has for Riders Up. How dare he not be available to say Riders Up at the
of all the things of you all miss.
The humanity, yes, we have trekked through COVID for 18 months and he can't say Riders Up. That to me is the funniest thing. Keep him coming on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape.
People, a number have said, how bad were the boos for Bashir? They were noticeable. I was yelling, open the pools at him. I got to process. You heard that. I was right there. I said, I did yell, open the pool.
You were there.
Yes. I said, open the pools. Open the pools.
Open the pools.
And while I disagreed with many of the things, including the pools, which, by the way, y'all want to update those from last year? Anytime you'd like to go ahead and do that from last year, the regulations on the pools, somebody get off their ass in Frankfurt and do it, because I'd say we're a little better off this June than last June. So don't just change the date. Actually change the regulation. Whoever is being the lazy ass there in Frankfurt or the local health department, do it, because they're the same as they were last year. Y'all just change the date. And if you don't think I'm going to keep talking about this, you don't know me. I'm going to make enemies in Frankfurt over this if y'all don't update the damn pool regulation.
He went in.
You have nothing to lose by opening your mouth. Right. You really don't.
You got to play those two back to back again. Oh, sorry, Mitch.
You have nothing to lose by opening your mouth.
Right.
You really don't. I chew it, but I spit out the shell. You know what I mean? Like, I chew to open it and get the salt and everything, but I get rid of that shell. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Suck on the shell, you know, and you can mark that, I guess.
Do you think?
I don't know what's going on the Diener show the week after Derby. Keep him coming.
Bounce him up and down with his flexing. It's pretty wild. But, you know, I got in like 10 minutes slower than usual.
I didn't, unfortunately, get on him late.
It's not just a third wheel right now while you two are making out. I'm just standing there.
That's gonna be a big one.
I just remember he was so damn big.
Yo! Is that Taylor Lynch? Of course it is.
I just remember he was so damn big.
I mean, what are they talking
about?
Hey, yo. I want all of it. Cox, the joystick, was in the middle. And you had to rotate the joystick to wind this toy, and you had to wind it enough so that it would fly like across the room. Strangely shaped, but it fit. It was beautiful. But I was doing it so much, I actually got a blister. Like, I got two blisters in the middle of my palm.
More times than not, they're going to end up getting it in. It might be a little wet,
right?
But we're going to get it in.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Mike Pratt, Dan Issel on ESPN Louisville. And Cream, pay attention.
Sound like somebody grandpa.
I love when Issel scolds Cream in process, but really poor Cream, who's like dressing up for them. Yeah. He's like wearing Vineyard Vines. He's not wearing like 100% an old musty Indiana shirt.
You know, you still saw a lot of funny hats and a lot of beautiful women in short dresses. So it was a good day.
The Air Crawford.
It's Tim Sullivan. Air Crawford. No,
yeah, I know.
Ready
for this one? If I've never done it. Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Why don't you explain that photo?
Well, there's three young ladies, and they're all. I mean, they have stuff on, but they're the sense
swimsuits.
Of,
they have,
yeah, swimsuits, but there's not much left in imagination in the rear area. They're like pantsless, and they're like in a swanky penthouse,
right?
And they're on a fur rug. Well, one of them's on a fur rug. The other two are posting up on a couch. There's a lot of good shots. I'll just say that.
What's your girl Kiki doing?
Well, she's laying on a fuzzball. I don't know. What is that? She's just like a fuzzball. I don't know what she's laying on, but I like it.
What
it looks very comfortable. That's the way to sleep with Jessica is. She's laying on the fuzzball from the front. You know what I mean? Kiki's on the back. She's on the front.
Those are Streeble's Instagram models that he checks upon every week or so on the show.
The fuzzball in the front and that in the back.
I don't know what's going on, man.
So many questions.
Satterfield put out a little press conference, and he talked a whole lot about recruiting. And he talked about why they hadn't picked anybody up, and he talked about why they were waiting and what they were doing.
Wow, wait a minute. A coach talking about why decisions are being made within his program when things are going on? Gosh, that's a fascinating concept. It's almost like if you had a basketball coach with 9 player transactions, 3 coaching transactions, who hadn't said a damn word in a month, you might want to do the same damn thing. I mean, I don't know. Is Chris Mack gone mute? Did he get COVID and make him mute? I mean, that's what I want to know. Is Chris Mack mute? That's what I really want to know right now. Because, having a coach get out there and explain decisions that have gone on to a fan base that deserves an explanation is a fascinating concept.
Biff, can you give Baker a hug, please?
He needs.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
His face is as red as I've ever seen.
The silence of Chris Mack is insulting to this fan base. He has made quality moves. He has made decisions that people wanted to be made. And this, this is to not talk about it to this point should be offensive to the fans. He doesn't owe the media a damn thing. He owes the fans who did not get to go to the tournament an explanation of the decisions that were made, which appear to be good decisions about what's going on. Instead, he shows up at Oaks with no pink on.
Oh, Diener, man, look at that. He was on one. I guess I don't know. I want to agree with him, but I just don't care that much. Does that make sense?
I'm the same boat.
For the content, I'd love to have Chris Mack on, but now I think the Chris Mack pivot of not doing media is now what I'm rooting for. But now, I think that's what I'm actually rooting for.
Now it's like a thing you want him to continue the streak.
No, that's what I'm saying. Now I want him not to do any media. Yes. Yeah. Keep him coming here on the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape. It's a Friday. It's ESPN 680-1057.
He'll get it. I mean, I'm hoping sometime he kind of opens up a little bit more to the public, but... You know, I kind of trust him. I like that he's being quiet because it seems like he's laser focused on patching every flaw that the team had last year. So that's all I got.
Building up a roster, making change, bringing in and like you said, Steve, he's batting 1,000. This man has hit it out the park on what he said we needed, and he went out and got every single one of those things. So what do you want him to say? Like, no, he don't need to speak to nobody. I want him speaking to 5 and 4-star recruits. That's who the hell I want him talking to. I don't want him talking to the media right now.
If you want to carry that torch of,
oh no,
we need more meat, we need more back, I understand that.
He is batting 1,000, though.
That's what I mean. Like, and I think that's where the fans are like, yeah, we want to hear from you, but there's not the pitchforks yet. Like, hey, we got to hear something because... We are batting 1,000.
Batting 1,000 is when you don't miss, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm good with that.
I don't know what's going on. Look at Process's face right now.
I like some fat with my meat. I like both. You start at the top, and you go down.
Mitch, where's your face at? I got to see.
a smiling, freckled face. Keep him coming.
He's going to have to win, number one, and then stay. I mean, that's it. I mean, and win... Look, to me, with this schedule, if you get to 7 wins, look, man, this year, I think that's mission accomplished with the schedule they have.
I mean, they're both pretty big.
Yeah.
We are staring, as Bobby V would say, right in the old puss.
It was short, but we got it. You know, we were definitely pressed for time. This is one of those transfers where I'm like, man, the one-time transfer hurts because I like Quentin Slezinski as a player. I know he's not probably a – he's not a starter, but he's a good player.
He's a good energy guy off the bench.
Great energy guy, you know, has a great attitude. He'll mix it up, and he works hard. So.
Oh, it's white guy.
However, I saw more potential from Slaz in his time this year that at minimum, you know, wanted him to come back and provide a spark off the bench. Sure, he's not going to play. He wasn't slated to play major minutes, but he brought you a lot of those intangibles that don't show up in the box score.
He's got told a lot of things that never, not told nothing.
No, but it's white guy. They don't show up in the box score. He's good off the bench. I mean, they're giving you the white guy thing.
Blankenbaker's was better, like better in terms of being bad than
yeah.
Ethan's.
Oh, yeah.
He gave everything. You know, he gave every shot. He tried to crack crack the depth
and
chart.
And ask me if I could go back, I would take Josh Nickleberry on my team as a recruit. I would take Quinn Szczesny on my team as a recruit. This is going to be the perfect day for Quinn to get on social media because we love him and we're going to say we love him, right?
Yeah.
And people who want to turn this into, it's falling apart. Quinn's about to be 10 times better. Quinn Szczesny is baby Gordon Hayward to me.
Oh. You got to talk to Babin on that one.
No.
That's a couple years ago. That's when he... It's when he committed, I think. Or maybe it was after last year. I'm not exactly sure. Let's go. Keep him rolling.
I can tell you this, Dan, that it's going to be a really good team. And if it lines up the way I think it's going to line up, we could make a run at Atlanta. I really like our team. I think we got good depth. And I just think, you know, we ready. We was ready in 18. We weren't ready in 18 when Georgia came in here and we played for the East. I think the stage was too big for our guys. This time we'll be ready. So I feel really good about our team.
As Vince Mero, ready for Atlanta, Perrin.
Sounds like it.
The Cats paused. Chris Fisher reporting that Illinois assistant Chin Coleman has informed head coach Brad Underwood he's leaving for Kentucky. Coleman, this has been reported for a couple of weeks.
That's one of my favorite sounds. Your pause, not knowing where to go, scrambled. This has been reported for the last couple of weeks. He listens to the podcast of this show?
He does, yeah.
That's Mitch, what do you think about
he
that?
He does.
Does he ever have questions about any of the things that are said?
No, he just comes out and just fires your takes.
Nice.
Not my takes, your
takes.
Well,
yeah, my takes are right.
So takes after his dad.
Yeah, what?
Obviously, he's got to be able to use both hands.
Bro, it's not even. I mean, it's like, you know, honey, pick your mouth up off the floor, please.
Black blur t-shirt.
I got my head checked.
Wow, it's Jeff Greer. We're finding out weird things about Greer each and every time he's on the air. He's an odd dude. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic on this Friday. A couple more minutes. And inside Churchill Downs at the top of the hour. They're live out at Double Dogs. Let's go.
I couldn't hold anything in my hand. It hurt like hell.
I broke up with a girl over those.
What, hand
she
thingies?
Had big blood blisters on her hand. I'm like, God. Yeah, that's over.
I was sort of...
Greer knows how to pick them.
You know, we got to like somebody. We're just beating our gums.
There that's it some, is. I just want to make sure I didn't sit on it.
Well, this is more important. Like, no, dude. Yeah, like, go to Kohl's. Yeah, like, you can do anything at Kohl's. Look, somebody said, ask Strebel. Me and Strebel are likewise, and we're Kohl's guys. Kohl's fit things our size. Kohl's has things that fits us.
You act like you won't divorce your wife for $65 billion, but you wouldn't battle Anna Tirillo on Twitter.
Right.
You gave in that easy.
No,
that easy.
No, it had nothing to do with it. She's a nice person. It has nothing to do with anything else. That's all that was. I just was like,
Boy, you melted.
I don't want to.
Mitch, you melted pretty good there.
With
wow.
her. That's all it was.
His backpedaling is immaculate.
Man, it's bad. Ugh.
Unfortunately, as I'm leaving the studio, my stomach starts to hurt. And while I only live 5 minutes away, my stomach and my body, which said that, hey, jackass, you basically woke us from
you know, a sound sleep after working a very, very long day at the, you know, an 18-hour day, basically, at the studio and the restaurant. You woke us from a sound sleep. You basically, like, put a ton of adrenaline into us. We're kind of mad at you. And now there's nothing in your stomach but some decaf coffee. So guess what, jackass? You have 30 seconds to get home. And I'll just say your boy did not make it home in 30 seconds. So, the story started as me almost sleeping through a Tirico interview and ended with me pooping my pants. So, there
ladies
you go.
And gentlemen, the magic of radio. Thank you so much.
Yep. So there you go. Crap my pants on Oak City.
I wish I could have seen Bob's face.
I think Bob's used to it. I really do.
And so one of the things that you see in those two shows is they put out a bolo. And you know what a bolo is, don't you?
I do not.
No.
Be on the lookout.
No.
Be on the lookout is what bolo stands for. So I was wondering if the sheriff had put a bolo out on Chris Mack. Goodness gracious. I mean, come on, Sheriff. You're supposed to be Mr. Insight. What is
look,
it? Why
look,
does it take
I'm trying.
2 months to hire assistant basketball coaches at U of L?
Great question. I wish I knew the answer, Dave.
He may still be in the basement with that guy that talks about Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne.
That's Eric Wood. No, we see Eric Wood.
That's so good.
My wife's extremely athletic. She's good at everything. What a crumb bum recruiting class that ended up being. I mean, listen. Now that we have all the information in front of us, y'all were clowns. Louisville Sports Live, clowning.
He's walking
in. Baby Robbins, clowning. Blanket Vapor. Blankenbaker, clowning. Diener, clowning. Y'all are clowning.
Someone needs to tell Blank, because he may not know.
That his piece de resistance.
I have no idea what you just said. What did you
say?
Wait, hang on. What did you just say?
Piece de resistance. Like his masterpiece.
You sound like a Kentucky fan trying to be, like, smart right there.
Sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say? I still don't know. I still have no idea what he was trying to say. That was Blank and Pat, you need to follow up with this. I see Patty Ice. Blank and Baker's thing on the Crunch Zone, the Louisville man, the blog has been erased. And the internet's trying to find out what happened. And I'm like, and I'm back in Blank. I'm saying maybe he doesn't know.
Right.
It's something he can't fix. But I have no idea where that stands. I tried to get Process to help me. He hasn't helped. Keep them coming, Mitch.
We've not heard anything from Dino Gaudio. We had Adam Zagoria on the drive a couple weeks back. Like, I'm listening to Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock yesterday, and I'm feeling optimism bubble up. I was getting excited when I was listening to Ennis and Luke.
You know, we're not getting a whole lot of information now with Coach Sack coming on with Mark. I mean, it generates excitement.
Mark Ennis did a great interview yesterday with Scott Satterfield.
At this point, yeah.
Chris trying to ruin my Friday. I want to start with Mark Ennis. And
you want to go with Scott Satterfield?
I think actually you brought that up one time, like on Ennis's show or something. Speaking of Ennis, they're going to have Satterfield on at 4 p.m. over there. So
wow, that's a big get.
That's a big get.
And
shout out to them.
Understand why you had to let Rick go. Yeah. He said that on the drive yesterday, but you can have that opinion. There's that. That's what I'm saying, man. Everything you're saying is true. Mark Ennis tweeted it out yesterday.
I mean, he does go by Party Ice. I mean, that is kind of his alter.
Luke Hancock calls me Party Ice and always asks me about lace nerd ropes. It's what we do on the drive from 3 to 6.
Wow. Coming up 4 p.m. Wow. Over on 93.9 The Bill, Louisville football head coach Scott Satterfield will join the program.
Oh, man.
Scott Satterfield joined Mark Ennis last night. Sound of
the week. You know, we're not getting a whole lot of information now with Coach Sack coming on with Mark.
And then you had Satterfield that played in the Chick-fil-A Golf Challenge the other day, right?
And he's going to be on with Mark Ennis this afternoon, I just found out. He was breaking it down yesterday with Ennis. Deep breakdown of recruiting. But, you know, and Ennis hit him with it pretty early. For whatever reason, it's going to be that story with Scott Satterfield until it isn't, when Mark asked him, he said, look, I can't do an interview with him. He had the question on this, but it was basically without, you know, somebody saying, you know, asking if he really wants to be here. Mark Ennis yesterday had Scott Satterfield on that has sparked a lot of conversation. You know, the thing, and Ennis didn't waste any time. It was like his second question. Lord knows the guy that hosts the show at 3 o'clock on 680 notices, and it'll be part
of
the
Did you hear any of it yesterday?
I was listening to some parts because I was listening to Ennis's interview, and then the part. Well, I texted you during the one we were talking about promos, but which part?
All the parts. It was.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I wanted to see if you were listening.
I was listening to several, but like, I mean, not all 3 hours.
Go back and forth.
No,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, an hour and a half here or there. Yeah.
Hey, no, keep that, because when I said what I had to say on Monday, he gave me, oh, so you don't listen to the show. I said, I listen to parts of the show. That doesn't mean you listen to the show.
That's and then a great montage. That's something new we're trying. I like that. I like that guy. Keep him coming.
Texas says Sweeney went and got that prostate check today. No, I did not. No. Why did you veto there?
If that's how this guy feels, imagine how my wife feels.
Keep going.
It warmed my heart to hear that.
That aside.
Yeah. This is a seven-year-old daughter and son. That's what he's talking about.
It's a terrible one, man.
Yeah,
it's 3:30, man.
Oh, I forgot one Ennis, the most important one.
Oh, no.
Your Titans traded up to take Dez Fitzpatrick from here at Louisville. What'd you make of that?
Yeah, it was funny. I talked to Mark Ennis about it as soon as they did. I was like, who would give me, I don't want to say that you wouldn't have given me the best insight, but I'm like, who could give me, like, the best nugget of information? And immediately I was like, Mark Ennis. So I texted Mark Ennis, and he said that he thinks Dez Fitzpatrick will be a pretty good slot receiver.
It's very fizzy in my mouth.
Oh, whoa. What? That's Jason Anderson.
It's very fizzy in my mouth.
Is that Jason Anderson?
It's very fizzy in my mouth.
And remember, our man, New York Mike, is that?
Yep.
I haven't bothered to really remember his name since he called me Aldridge. Wasn't that what he called me when he came on? Aldridge?
Yes.
So I'm not too excited about New York Mike.
I love
boy.
Oh, go ahead.
I am stupid.
I love that Issel is still, like, butthurt about that. New York Mike called in and called him McAllister. He called him Dan McAllister and had no idea who Issel was. Like, none. Had no idea who Dan Issel was. So Issel's, like, done. He doesn't like New York Mike.
And also, did you read where Luke Murray, the assistant out here at U of L, got a job at UConn?
No.
Yeah, that's good. That was good. He seemed like a really nice guy.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's a step up. I mean, that's one of the premier programs in basketball all over the country.
Did he say step up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Issel giving a flamethrower of a take.
Say it. LeBron James is soft.
Ah! Bart Scott.
Oh, my gosh.
Texture says Diener moan at 9:06. I don't know. I guess I moan. I don't realize it. Not even the governor's dad was wearing a mask. All right, let's be clear on that one. I'm not sure he walked in with a mask on.
So people either had masks on or they didn't have them on. Was what I was going to get to.
I don't think anyone
Churchill
had
Downs cured COVID. In case you were wondering, I don't know if you saw that, but
well,
we cured
I mean, my understanding was COVID was cleared. I don't want to. Reveal my source or anything, but I heard that dad of the governor came rolling in there, and I mean, you had to get a search warrant to find a mask on him.
That's he walked into Churchill House without a mask, and I know other people did too. But
oh man,
he is the coach of the football team, and I hope people look get mad at him. But my God, are we not open to forgiveness around here?
Listen, I did the sink bathroom area.
A grown man's pissed in that sink.
Little Miami boat day.
Okay, boat. Well, I can't say what I want to say because I, man. She's, she'll float in the water. She's safe on that boat.
I wish Mitch would have played Jeff Borzello right there.
So my question is, where's the Nike portion of this coming in? Why are we just still talking about Adidas?
Oh, Ethan.
He's going to die on that hill.
He will. I think this is the last one coming up.
All right, last one. Perfect timing. Inside Churchill Downs is coming up next, live from Double Dogs. You have a little Reds baseball coming your way at 7 o'clock. And right now, first pitch of Louisville and Duke over on 93.9 The Ville. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend. Go get vaccinated. Parent, you got anything? No, you got nothing. Parent's going to have a big weekend.
Big weekend.
Big weekend for Parent Johnson. Mitch is going to his wedding. We'll see you next week.
He wouldn't be bad, you know, taking a step down. But honestly, and I know this isn't where he's going to go because this is kind of like a lateral move, but he would be like kind of the perfect fit, kind of similar to like what Wiltshire did when he went to Gonzaga.
I wouldn't hate it.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.